Welcome to Deception in the Last Days with your host, Randy Shelton. Randy is a member of the Biblical Discernment and Research Center. He has been studying cults and new religious movements for over 30 years. Join Randy as he discerns the deception going on now in the last days.
We've been hearing so much about the coronavirus, and you're going to hear a little bit more tonight, but maybe in a little different perspective. There's been a lot of talk about the potential that this pandemic could be used as one of those crises that people never want to waste. People who have bad intentions towards other people for political reasons and motivations, even false spiritual motivations. And so I just wanted to shift gears a little bit as we continue to look at the influence or the effect of the coronavirus pandemic, the possible indirect influence that it might have towards a one world religion and one world government. You know, we talk a lot about those type of things. I talk a lot about those type of things on my program. I am very aware of prophetic scripture and current events, which some things I believe are leading us in that direction, as I think we are living in the last days, and even the last of the last days, if you will, before the return of Christ and all the prophetic calendar events that are to come. But I would like to just look at what I call the indirect possibilities of how the coronavirus might lead us in that direction or contribute to one world religion, one world government. Now, I will be looking at the first point of the one world religion, the possible contributions in an indirect way. One factor, for instance, people are turned off by deceivers, by counterfeits. People are turned away from Christ because of, there's too many hypocrites in the church, or all those televangelists are all crooks, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, most of the televangelists are crooks, it would seem these days, or they certainly seem to dominate that medium of television. But these are the kind of things people say they're turned off, and maybe sometimes they look for an excuse to turn away from God. But we also realize that people are turned off because of some of the things they see. And we're going to talk about a lot of those things tonight. Christ said to many, he said, many will come to me on that day and say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do great works in your name and cast out demons in your name and do miracles in your name? And he'll say, I never knew you. Go away from me, you workers of iniquity, more or less is how he put it. And, because of these counterfeit type people that are out there, he described the fact that there were wheat and tares, that is true, believers, and tares are weeds that looked a lot like the wheat at certain stages of growth. He talked about that in one of his parables. Also, there's confusion over an otherwise good man, a good president, in my opinion, Donald Trump, who lacks discernment in distinguishing two true Christian supporters and fake. He's done an awful lot for Christians. He's done an awful lot for Jewish people. And he's a friend of both Christians and Jews. Unfortunately, there are many fake Christians or counterfeit Christians or even heretical people who he has not discerned that the difference between the two. And of course, that would be something people would like to use politically against him. So pray for more discernment for President Trump and for his salvation, if perhaps he doesn't know the Lord. I'll say more about that in a minute. Also, examples that are directly related to what's taking place with the C virus, as I call it, or the coronavirus, by those who are, I might call Exhibit A, B, and C, there's at least three, and there's actually more than that I'll be getting to, but I don't know if I'll get through all of the things I want to share tonight. But there was an article recently, and the name of the site is Right Wing Watch, and this is a left-wing site, so I would not believe much of anything that they would say from a political perspective. But when they expose the charismatic extremists or other people who claim to be Christians, who are obviously promoting heretical teachings and false prophecies and are doing it in the name of almighty filthy lucre, you know, or money, you know, they're usually pretty perceptive because people like that usually stand out to anybody with common sense. Not to say that the liberals maybe have a lot of common sense, but, you know, they can spot a phony when it comes to the TV evangelists pretty well, at least on this site they do. And so anyway, that's the source of this. I wouldn't normally recommend their site because of their political views, which I think are way off. But anyway, this is entitled Steve Strang and Cal Pierce decreed that the coronavirus would leave Earth today. Now, these and other New Apostolic Reformation false prophets, they really don't know the future, and they prove that they're false prophets by some of their declarations, as we will see in this article and then others to follow. Now, this is, and this was March 23rd when this took place, in a podcast recorded by Charisma, and that, of course, Steve Strang is the editor and the owner of the Charisma magazine. G. Richard Fisher referred to Charisma as the mad magazine of Christianity. and Richard Fisher, of course, is a tremendous pastor who, in discernment ministry, has done a lot of great work in exposing deception. Anyway, I like that what he said, because it is so true. And really, Steve Strang makes that evident by this event that took place here. In a podcast recorded by Charisma Steve Strang, March 13th, and posted March 18th, Strang and his guest, Cal Pierce of the International Association of Healing Rooms, decreed that in 10 days, the COVID-19 coronavirus would be vanquished in such miraculous fashion that the world will acknowledge this turnaround to the glory of God. Today is the 10th day since their decree, and yet the coronavirus continues to spread exponentially. And I would say, swing and a miss in baseball parlance. There's an attempt at speaking for God, which basically resulted in what we might call a false prophecy. In fact, we should call it a false prophecy. Now, the article goes on to say, there's a movement within Pentecostal Christianity that is grounded in the belief that God has given modern-day apostles and prophets the same power Jesus gave his disciples to heal the sick and raise the dead. Leaders in this movement regularly decree and declare things which they say Scripture gives them the power to do with the expectation that they will come to pass. Now, I want you to know, folks, that New Age people who are involved with New Age occult spirituality, they also decree things. They also do positive affirmations, and they also speak things into existence, or at least that's what they're attempting to do, as do these, I call them charismaniacs, and I know that's not, maybe that's not kind, I don't know, but I'll just say that, you know, there are people who believe that you would say they're charismatics, who are not on the far extreme of things, but there are those like Steve Strang and others who I would say are more like charismaniacs because of what they're saying. You know, you take your pick, that when they lie and say this is going to happen in God's name and then it doesn't happen, well, that's not a good thing. And they say that because they have this belief that we're little gods and that we can speak things into existence, which is exactly the same type of thing which is what happens with the New Age folks who decree things, who make positive affirmations, you know, positive confessions to the Word Faith movement, which is part of this whole New Apostolic Reformation stuff. Same kind of idea. The New Agers draw that conclusion because they believe in pantheism and that we're all part of God, as opposed to the Word Faith people who believe that we're all little gods. Either way, we have the same power to speak things into existence as God Almighty, or because we are God, little gods, part of God, what have you. Same idea. And it's really bad news. It's blasphemous. It's dangerous. It leads many astray. And it needs to be exposed and has been by many faithful believers. In his conversation with Strang, Pierce explained, "What's the will of God for this season? It's Jesus came to destroy the work of the enemy. So we have authority that Jesus has given us. He's our head. We're his body. He works through us because we have authority. So when we decree something, which is the will of God or the word of God, our decree or the sound of our voice becomes God's will into the natural realm." Except for when it doesn't. And I would say, obviously, it wasn't the will of God here, as it didn't happen when they said it would happen. In fact, it's gotten worse. Now, Charisma is a media and publishing platform focused on a Pentecostal audience. Charisma and Strang, personally, through his podcast and multiple pro-Trump books, have energetically promoted the idea that President Donald Trump has been anointed by God. Strang promoted his conversation with Pierce with a blog entitled, "Why We Need to See COVID-19 from the Perspective of Spiritual Warfare." In their podcast conversation, Pierce told Strang that the coronavirus is part of an agenda to take God out of the country, just as God was making a move in America by putting in Donald Trump as our president and beginning to bring the kingdom back into the nation. Now, you know, this is what they, of course, they want to, these are liberals who want to tie everything to Trump. And as I say, Trump does need more discernment. But just because somebody claims Trump to be their guy doesn't mean necessarily that mean that Trump is endorsing them. And so I made some notes here. You know, this does not logically follow when they talk about just as God was making a move in, by putting Trump as our president, bring the kingdom back into the nation, the kingdom. Well, what does that mean? You know, Jesus is going to bring the kingdom. Nobody's going to bring the kingdom of God here. So really, it does not logically follow and makes conservatives and true Christians look bad because of what these people are saying. And so, as I say, pray for our president. He's done a lot of good things for Christians. And I thank God for President Trump. I just pray for him that he would have more discernment. Pierce also described the pandemic as a test of whether God's people would walk in fear or walk in faith. Yeah, and I want to refer to this little meme here from that somebody put on Facebook concerning the COVID-19 pandemic. "Still not a single faith healer has dared to lay hands on the sick and dying in the hospitals. Come on, faith healers, practice what you preach. Don't wear masks, don't wash hands, and don't go social distancing, because it shows you lack faith." You know, remember what this man was saying here? This is a test as to whether God's people would walk in fear or walk in faith. How about walking in common sense? How about, you know, putting on a mask or washing your hands or doing what you should do when there's a pandemic going on, you know? Use a little common sense. I know that's asking a lot. But anyway, so this person is being sarcastic, and they're saying, you know, yeah, don't wash your hands, don't wear masks, don't go social distancing, because it shows you lack faith. Be bold and go into the hospitals to heal the sick. But then, of course, I read some of the comments, and some people objected. Well, the doctors won't let them in because of social distancing. And so, of course, I would say, oh, so Benny Hinn and the gang would normally go to the hospitals, and they would heal and clear the hospitals of all these people who have all these different ailments. I shared the story about Benny Hinn, I believe, in one of my earlier podcasts, that and I won't retell it, but I saw personally where he was at a conference, and somebody was in dire need. I mean, the paramedics were attending to them and taking them out, and nobody called on Benny to go up there, and I have a feeling Benny wouldn't have gone. And actually, that conference was in Tulsa, right across from that super hospital that Oral Roberts had built against the advice of the medical community there. And, you know, why didn't Benny come and clear that hospital out of just heal everybody in there? So anyway, you know, this is signs of the times. And I think maybe God's working to expose these fake healers and these word faith prosperity false teachers. Unfortunately, they aren't using common sense, and they're recommending people to do things that are dangerous to their followers, to their flocks, and that's really sad. Now, it says, "We are the body of Christ. He's our head, and we're filled with resurrection power, which gives us authority over all the work of the enemy. And I think God's people have begun to address the truth that makes us free, you know. And how do we walk in that truth? How do we walk in seasons like this? When the test comes, are we going to step up, or are we going to give in? You know, I would say, yeah, step up and strike out again. Yeah, you're stepping up. These guys are stepping up and making false prophecies about things that do not come to pass. And that's what we're supposed to do? I don't think so. God's not calling us to make other true Christians look bad, to make Christ look bad. God does allow afflictions, suffering, sicknesses. He has a purpose in everything he does and allow. If he chooses to heal, great. But we don't tell God what to do. He says, and that's kind of where we're at today. You know, so if we're going in to see a great move of God and great awakening, it's going to come through God's people. And we're the ones that bring it. And again, I would say, well, now does God have any say in this matter? You know, are we really the ones? Or I guess it's because we're little gods that we're going to bring this all about. And just one other final thought on this page. And I think God's people have to begin to address the truth that makes us free. Well, let's hold up right there. Well, if we're addressing and talking about truth again, why did you lie when you said the coronavirus would leave the earth on a certain date and then it didn't happen? In fact, even got worse. I mean, the facts speak for themselves, and people should take heed to exposing these false teachers and warning others not to get caught up in their snare, in their trap. The next page of the article, it says, and we need to set our eyes on the things above and realize that God created the world for his kids. Goes back to that old saying, you know, we're king's kids. You know, we deserve the best down here in this fallen world, right? Well, no, this is not heaven. And those guys, they just don't get it. So we're his kid. He created the world for his kids. Yeah, Adam and Eve until they fell. And then it became not such a great world. And put us here to fulfill what Jesus wanted to do to bring his kingdom on earth. You know, but it is a fallen world, isn't it? And Jesus himself is going to set up his kingdom when he returns. When he sets up the millennial kingdom, believe me, he's not going to need our help. He's not going to ask for our help. He's going to take care of it when he returns. He says, so we have authority to turn this thing around. The virus is subject to us. We're not subject to it because we have the King of glory in us. And greater is he that is in us than he that is coming against us because we serve the King. Okay, so this thing is going to turn around. And you know, it's kind of risky to say 10 days. But you know, I think it's time for risk. I would say, yeah, risky and untrue. But, you know, that's always time to be untrue when you're a false teacher or a false prophet. Strang said he had read a declaration that Pierce had posted on Facebook and asked him to pray and make some declarations. Pierce said he would release the decree as he wrote it out. We as the body of Christ speak to the mountain of coronavirus, you spirit of death and fear. Be taken up and cast back into the sea of hell. You will stop now and leave earth. We decree that in 10 days the world will acknowledge this turnaround to the glory of God. Well, that didn't happen. The world's never going to acknowledge what you've said now. Even if it happens now, they'll still say, well, you still missed it because you said it was happening on the other day. This is the will of God, he says, established by the blood of Jesus, whose authority we must obey. Strang agreed that it was time for boldness. Who cares if the secular people, the unbelievers, don't believe it? They don't believe the gospel anyway. And we're not trying to please them or get their permission if we can pray in the Spirit, he said. You know, and this is why in 2 Peter chapter 2, it says that the truth will be evil spoken of because of characters like this who are seeking their own agendas. And those who are saying, who cares if the secular people, the unbelievers, don't believe it? They don't believe it anyway. And you're going to help them not believe it by your continued deceptions and false prophecies. Strang moved to agree with Pierce's 10-day decree, a sort of spiritual version of seconding the motion. We've got to be strong, and we need to decree. And I just declare that I agree with that prayer. Let's all do what we can. Let's pray. Let's intercede. And as Brother Cal Pierce has said, let's all decree and speak to this mountain of coronavirus and the spirit of death and fear, that it be taken up and cast into the sea of hell, and that it will stop now and leave the earth. And we decree in 10 days the world will acknowledge this turnaround of the glory of God. That's what it's all about, for the glory of God. So the virus didn't leave in 10 days. The world did not acknowledge this turnaround. These guys are false prophets. I would say enough said, but I got a couple more things to mention. Pierce and his International Association of Healing Rooms are based in Spokane, Washington. At the time they recorded the podcast, Strang noted, Pierce had said there were no known cases of the coronavirus in Spokane County. Whether or not it was true at the time, it is no longer the case. In other words, there's plenty of cases there now. The theology expressed by Strang and Pierce is associated with the New Apostolic Reformation, whose leaders seek to transform Christianity, culture, and whole nations to align with their worldview. And I might add, to redefine Christianity and redefine what Christianity is. The faith that was once delivered unto the saints is now being redefined by these last days false prophets and false teachers that Christ and the apostles and others writers of the scriptures warned us about. All right, now, wait, there's more. Yeah, we have another article here, of course. Before I mention it, I already mentioned this. Okay, so there's another article here, and this is from, I think, a very appropriately named site, Crooks and Liars. Okay, and this one is concerning another one of the darlings of the Word Faith movement, who's been around forever, it seems. Well, not really. He's a little god, so maybe he has been. I don't know. Just kidding, folks. But Kenneth Copeland, it says, televangelist declares the coronavirus finished, and he commands God to eradicate it. Okay. Well, Kenneth Copeland did his own exorcism of the virus before declaring the pandemic over. And I have a couple of articles on concerning Copeland here. But the first one here, it says Kenneth Copeland did his own exorcism of the virus before declaring the pandemic was over. Apparently, the coronavirus was wiped off the face of the earth Sunday by televangelist Kenneth Copeland somewhere around 12 Eastern. Televangelist Kenneth Copeland, who said last week that God told him the coronavirus would be over much sooner than you think, but still wants you to tithe even if you've lost your job, offered up what I can only assume is a magic spell this morning in order to destroy COVID-19. Remember, this site and the last site that I got these articles from, these are unbelievers, even atheists, and very cynical people, and yet, of course, and liberal people in the case of the other article. And yet, of course, they're exposing the same error that we Christians should expose, and thankfully it's some are, and some Christians aren't. They're supporting and enabling these heretics. But anyway, he says, and that's why the pandemic is now over, because Copeland gave some sort of a magic spell, he said. Copeland screamed out at Satan to get off this nation and crawl on your belly before declaring the crisis to be over. That will no doubt scare the virus into submission. Again, a little sarcasm. Copeland's full remarks below. In the name of Jesus, standing in the office of the prophet of God. So he's calling himself a prophet of God. Well, that's good, because now we know without a doubt that he is a prophet of God. He is a false prophet of God. Besides being a heretic, he's also a false prophet. He has told you that by his pronouncements that were untrue. I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. I execute judgment on you, Satan, you destroyer, you killer. You get out. You would break... it says, you would break your power. That might be a misprint. You get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand a vaccination to come immediately. Again, somebody took a little editorial license there, I think. I call you dark. I call you doggone. Again, a little editorial license from this individual who wrote this article. But for the most part, the quote here is accurate, and you can hear it for yourself on the video online. It says, you come down from your place of authority, destroyer. You come down and you crawl on your belly like God commanded you when he put his foot on your head in the Garden of Eden. You will destroy through COVID-19 no more. It is finished. It is over. It says, and the United States of America is healed and well again. Okay. So you see the terrible travesty that's taking place when people are claiming things that are happening that aren't happening. They're just making this stuff up as they go along. And, you know, because they believe they're little gods, I guess that's okay. But I'll tell you what, the big and only God is not pleased with it. And he warns us of people just like this You know, Matthew 24 says many will come and say, I'm Christ, and deceive many. It talks about false prophets rising, etc. Well, you've just heard three of them right there that I've discussed. And I'm going to take, with the time I have here, before I get to the next Copeland article, I want to tell you an experience that I had. When I was at Bible college, a friend of mine asked me, he knew I was involved in cults research and such, and he had told me of a lady that went to his church that was considering going to the Mormon cult and joining. He asked if I could come with him and we could talk to the Mormon elders, so to speak. So we did, and I brought up their false teaching that men can become gods. That's the whole purpose of Mormon men is, you know, their goal is to become gods by keeping the laws and teachings of the Mormon false gospel. In other words, what they call the gospel is obeying the Mormon commands as opposed to what the true gospel is and trusting in Christ and not your works. But anyway, so we had this discussion, and when I brought up their teaching that men can become gods, they said, well, you know, even one of your teachers, one of you non-Mormon so-called Christian teachers believes that, teaches that. And I said, what? Now, you got to remember, this was back in the early 80s when I was in Bible college, and I hadn't heard anybody say that. I knew there were heretics. I knew there was Word Faith and other stuff out there, but I hadn't heard this claim yet. Or maybe I had, I can't remember. This, we're talking ancient history for me here. But all I know is when they said that, I said, well, who are you talking about? And they said, well, Kenneth Copeland. He says that, you know, you're little gods. Not that you can become a god, which is their goal, but you're already a little god. If you identify as a Christian, you just need to realize you are a little god and accept it and start commanding, you know, God to do things, or start commanding things to happen because you are God, or however which way you want to put it. They give lip service to some kind of God out there, but they're little gods. There is a big God out there, but you're a little God, so you should act like the big God, and you should speak things into existence the way God spoke the universe into existence, and it's all good. Well, I assured them that, no, he's not one of my guys. He's not a true Christian teacher. He identifies himself as a Christian teacher, but he's actually a false teacher. And so that was the interesting thing that I saw, like, wow, Kenneth Copeland believes a form of heresy similar to the Mormons. So I saw that way back in the early 80s. And Copeland, of course, continues to get worse and worse. He gets richer, but he also keeps getting worse and worse in his false teachings and false prophecies. So we'll look a little bit more at Kenneth Copeland next week. God bless you all. Thank you, and come join us again. Good night.